In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the fourth Sunday of the Holy 50 days, the Lord is telling us that He is the light of the world, and we are the children of the light. He says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. And we hear this often in the scripture, and also the church guides us every morning through the matin prayers. Remind us with this calling that we are the children of the light. Let us go and see and review how the church does guide us and into this fact, how we live it, how we understand it, and how the Agbaya that sometimes we grumble against and we feel like it's a burden when we pray it in the morning, how it teaches us every single day, every morning, with the calling that we are called to live as the children of the light. At the beginning, it reminds us that we are the children of the light. In the introduction of the midnight prayers, the person who calls others when starting the prayer says, arise you, O children of the light, to praise the Lord of hosts. Reminding us that the children of the light cannot be called as such unless they know how to stand and pray. We are the children of the light because we stand before Him, and from Him we acquire this light. We have no light from ourselves. We just reflect His light. Then how we walk in the light, we hear this in the Gospel of St. John. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. The children of the light, they choose the truth. Whatever truthful, whatever pure, whatever fitting their calling, this is what they do. They refrain from walking in darkness or deceiving others or deceiving themselves. They choose the truth. Also, in order for us to keep being the children of the light, we have to remind ourselves that we have nothing to do with darkness or the children of darkness. St. Paul warns the Corinthians in his second epistle when he says to them, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Every day in the morning when we stand and say we are the children of the light, every time I go to my work, I go to my school, I remind myself, I am a son or a daughter of the light. I cannot be equally yoked under with the children of darkness. There is no way I can share in others' deeds. I am called to shine like light. It's something that I have to remind myself with every single day. To be children of the light, also this needs grace. It needs God's help. That's why in the Matins first absolution, we say, grant us, O our Master, to be sons of light and sons of day, to pass this day in righteousness, chastity, and good conduct. We need grace. We need God's help in order for us to keep this calling and we keep our path in the light. Grant us, O our Master, to be sons of light and sons of day. So at the beginning of the midnight prayers, we say, arise, O children of the light. And at the end of the Matins, we ask God to keep us walking in the light, in righteousness, chastity, and good conduct. Not only the church guides us to understand and to remember that we are the children of the light, but also we are witnesses to the light. This is not something we keep to ourselves, that I pray and that's it. This is my calling, that I glorify God in my own house, in my own room, in my own church, but outside, no one can differentiate me from the children of darkness. That's why in the Matins Gospel, we hear this about St. John the Baptist. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to the light. While we read this in the morning every day, we should remember that we are called to be like St. John the Baptist, to witness to the light. The Lord said, in the Sermon on the Mountain, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. How do I witness to the light? Do I just go and call the people and grab them and say, come here, let me give you a sermon? No. It is by reflecting the Lord's light. What we say, how we conduct ourselves, how people perceive us in wherever we are. Do the people know us as the children of the light? Or no one can differentiate our deeds from others. St. Paul to the Philippians says also to be witnesses to the light, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Remember this. To witness to the light, we have to be blameless, harmless. We cannot just carry weapons or throw stones and say that I'm defending my church, or I am doing this because somebody attacked me. We cannot return evil for evil, and we still keep our identity as a children of the light. To be children of the light, we are always to be harmless and blameless. Blameless means no one can find a scandalous act in whatever we do. They cannot come and say, look, here is the deacon, here is the priest, here is the person who goes to the church and how he is conducting himself. We are the children of the light. We are witnesses to the light also. The church gets our attention in order to keep this status, and we witness to the light. Our senses and our thoughts are the guards of the light in us. In the second litany of Matins, we pray this after the gospel. We say, as the daylight shines upon us, O Christ our God, the true light, let the luminous senses and the bright thoughts shine within us, and do not let the darkness of passions hover over us. In order for me to be still in this status as son of the light, I have to guard my senses. I have to be careful with what I see, what I hear, what I say, and also my thoughts. This lab, that all of the input that we receive, keep on like working with it and get us some output at the end. That's why we ask God to give us this luminous senses and bright thoughts. The Lord said, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. A pure eye that see goodness in others, that can see the image of Christ in everyone around us, that can forgive, that can see all people are saints, even if they have faults. Yes, maybe this because we are all sinners, but they are all better than me. This is how we keep this status of light in our hearts and our minds. Also, the church every morning reminds us to be able to walk in the light. Only the commandment of God keeps us in the path of light, enlighten our ways. In Psalm 118, we hear this, and we pray this in the midnight prayers. Your law is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. And in the praise that we started with, let us praise with the angels, and every morning we say, from the night season my soul awakes early unto you, O my God, for your precepts are a light upon the earth. How can we say that? I want to walk in the light while I do not read the Bible. Or the Bible is something that's occasional. Or whenever Abuna is visiting us. Or whenever I remember. Or maybe once every 2 weeks. How can you walk in the light without your torch? Actually, this is how we lighten, how God enlighten our ways. I cannot say that I love the light, I want to walk in it while the Bible is closed. His precepts are light upon the earth. Every day the church reminds us with this. For your precepts are a light upon the earth. If you want to walk in the light, you have no other way except that the scripture will be opened. You understand what God wants you to do and you walk accordingly. Sometimes we read the Bible, but we have this mindset. This is too hard. This is not for me. I cannot do this. I am a sinner. Yes, we are all sinners, but we should not be like filtering the word of God into this is something I can afford and this is too much, is not for me. All the commandments are for every one of us. If I choose to walk my own ways, I cannot be sure that I'm walking in the light. At the beginning of the day also, the Lord is my light and my salvation. This is what we read in Psalm 26 in the Matins Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom will I fear? While everything is communicating fear to us every day, all the news around us, everything, even the people here, while they don't have problems, they think of maybe the end of the world. It was yesterday, but it didn't come to an end yet. Something to scare others. This is something human. I don't know why this is thrilling, that the people find something to scare each other with. Did you hear this? Did you hear what's going to happen? Every day I say this in this psalm, I remind myself, the church reminds me, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? He is with me. I cannot go out without taking him with me. I am walking with him and he is walking with me. Whom shall I fear? Look how the church in her wisdom, knowing that every day we go out knowing that we are going to face many challenges. Many things will come against us trying to scare us, reminding us, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord's light disperses the darkness of fears and anxieties. This is what we need now the most. At the end, we also, the church remind us, if we are to be the children of the light, we should be like him, shine upon the righteous and the wicked. In Matthew's second absolution, we hear this, O God, who causes the light to burst forth, who lets his sun shine upon the righteous and the wicked. How awesome is this about God, that every day when the sun shines, God did not go and select, you shine on this part of the city, but to be darkness on this part. In his goodness, he shine upon the righteous and the wicked. St. John says about this, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. If we love those who love us, what kind of favor that we receive from God? This is what everybody is doing. Even the friends of Bin Laden, they love one another. This doesn't make them to be crowned with light. If we are to be the children of light, we should love everyone. We cannot have this darkness of hatred. I cannot keep in my life, my heart, something I love my people in the church with it, but when it comes to the Muslim people, I hate them extremely. How can we combine this in the same heart? Simply, we can't. If we are to be like him, he shines his sun to the righteous and the wicked. The church every day brings this before us in order to always to remember. We are called to shine upon everyone, to love everyone. We can't, just we can't, hold any hatred or bitterness or hold the grudge or have this darkness in our hearts. Seeing how the church every day in the matins, because this is the prayer we start the day with, remind us with this fact, you are the children of the light. You are the witnesses of the light. To keep walking in the light, always remember the Lord's command. You are the child of the light, that's why you have to shine upon everyone, the righteous and the wicked. Look, when we meditate upon the Akbaya and we use it and we love to pray with it, how this will bring us to live the life befitting the saints, the children of the light whom we are called to be. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.